I think that the bottom line is we need to change as an industry. The fact of the matter is simple. 8 out of 10 drivers who accept a job today will not be at that job next year. And the existing systems and processes that are in place for the majority of the carriers out there, they're not working.
Hey, this is Lindsay with NextGen Trucking, and I'm really excited to have Kyle Sukup here today from Trucker Recruiters. And we are going to have a conversation just about reaching the next generation and how technology helps in terms of driver recruiting and what people want to see when they're looking for jobs and exploring driving for a new company. So welcome, Kyle, to the show.
Thanks, Lindsay. It's wonderful to be here. We're big believers in Next Gen Trucking Association.
Well, we appreciate your support. And tell me a little bit why you created Trucker Recruiters.
Good question. I actually was part of a small little trucking company down in Mississippi. We were about 57 trucks at our largest, and started out at 10. And as we expanded, I think we started to understand the ever-evolving problem in our industry, which is driver turnover. So I was kind of part of this this company as a silent partner, and was called on to jump into the mix and see what I could potentially do to help alleviate some of the turnover and the retention issues that we were dealing with at the trucking company. That's what I did. I'm a marketer by nature. I signed up to every staffing and recruitment company service there is. I signed up to every lead gen provider there is. And I realized very quickly that the level of technological advancement in this industry is about a decade behind that of the rest of the world. Some of the solutions out there, me as someone who loves technology and loves innovation, I was able to adapt to them very well. But in terms of implementing some of those technological solutions into our day-to-day operations, it was rather hard. It was pretty challenging. But we did it at a pretty high level, and we went from fielding, about a dozen to two dozen candidates a week to having thousands of applicants coming through our platform on a day-to-day basis. This is right in the beginning of COVID, and I think every news story at that time was that of the driver shortage and the supply chain crisis. And I think that's really where the light bulb came on for me. I am a marketer by nature. I started an advertising agency when I was 22. So I am a systems guy. I am a sales guy. For the better part of two decades, I've been telling somebody else's story. And I really felt like there was an opportunity here to help an industry that was drastically in need. And that's really where the idea for Trucker Recruiters came to light.
Yeah, and so you said that you increased your the applications coming into the company you worked for, but how did you help with retention, and what kind of things did you do to help retain and keep the drivers that were working for you?
Yeah, I think that is probably one of the that the answer to this question rather is one of the largest hardships that any motor carrier deals with. At the end of the day, I may have been bringing in thousands of applicants into the into our platform daily, but we only had one offering to sell them on. And I think that when you're in such a competitive landscape like we are here in this trucking transportation ecosystem, it's really hard to stand out amongst your competitors. And that was always an uphill battle. But that's also really one of the fundamental components of Trucker Recruiters. And that's really where the platform comes in handy. And that's really where the retention increases drastically. Our platform, if you're a motor carrier, you come on, you give us your hiring criteria, you give us your open positions, and our system essentially matches you with pre-screened and fully vetted Class A driver applicants that fit that criteria. At the end of the day, it's both parties, driver and carrier, opting in to that opportunity. And I think that when you give both driver and carrier various different options and allow both parties to really opt in and engage in that job or that position, that's really what yields higher retention and just a better overall quality placement.
So you're saying that the driver comes in and really has an understanding of the company, the job, the culture. Is that how it makes it a better fit at the beginning of the relationship?
Yeah, so we use essentially a matching algorithm, and that matching algorithm is filled with various different data components. Of course, the driver's driving history is one of them. That driving history obviously needs to check the boxes in order to fit the criteria for that of the carriers that they match with. But where I think the platform really excels is we layer in the driver's preferences as well. And what do those preferences look like? What type of routes are they looking to run? What type of machines are they looking to operate? These various different components of job preferences is really where I think the platform separates itself from any other solution out there. And we're essentially pulling those preferences and those qualifications and those endorsements prior to pushing the driver into the platform and then identifying matches for him or her. So it really, again, it's that matching algorithm. It's the ability of the platform to excel utilizing these data science components to identify the most ideal matches for a driver that allows the quality of placement to really be where it needs to be.
Yeah, and you said that in your experience that trucking, the technology is 10 years behind other industries. What did you see? What did you recognize that was so lagging?
Mm-hmm. I think that innovation in this space, I can't rip on innovation in this space. I think that some of the fellow innovators that I've come in contact with, their heads were in the right place. There's various different ATS solutions out there that are wonderful that I personally thrived in when I was running my carrier company. I think that for the everyday carrier, it's very hard for them to adapt to that type of technology. So I think that it's not necessarily some of the innovators in the space and some of the solutions that they offer. It's more so the industry being able to be compatible with that of the opportunity. And being able to ingest that into their day-to-day operations, I think that's really where they fall short. And it was really that ideology that we took into the building of the Trucker Recruiters platform.
You recruit truck drivers. Where mm-hmm. do you see the future of recruiting going to in the next 5 years and in the next 10 years?
I think that the bottom line is we need to change as an industry. The fact of the matter is simple. 8 out of 10 drivers who accept a job today will not be at that job next year. And the existing systems and processes that are in place for the majority of the carriers out there, they're not working. They're not working. And I think, again, that's where Trucker Recruiters comes in. That's where the disruption happens. The platform as a whole allows a super user intuitive tool that's super easy to adapt and use from the carrier side of things. It's compatible and it can implement and complement that of any internal recruitment department. And essentially what the platform's doing, it's doing all of the front end work on behalf of the carrier company, right? So we're doing all of the qualifying, we're doing all of the vetting. You're essentially getting a a class A driver with, you know, full DOT driver qualification files associated with each. And it really, from that point forward, allows the carrier to sit there and just have to worry about onboarding the driver. Mm-hmm. You know, so I'm sorry, back to the initial question at hand, where do I see the future of it going? I believe that the future of it is what we've built here in this platform. You know, straight to the point. I think that carriers, especially in this environment in the last, you know, volatile 12 to 24 months that we've currently had, if they want to expand, if they want to evolve, if they want to get through those times, they need to change the way that they're doing things. And I think that's what Trucker Recruiters offers. We offer them that change. We offer them a better way of recruiting. Full cycle recruitment is a beast. There's so many steps and there's so many moving parts. And when you're running in a volatile economy in a market like the one that we're in right now, the majority of recruiters at carrier companies, they end up moving in several different directions. And it's really hard to keep up. And I think that's really where the disruption comes in. You know, in terms of 5 to 10 years, the good old, if you build it, they will come scenario, that doesn't work. You know, I've been building things for years. You need to fight, and you need to stay in front of them, and you need to convince them that this is a better way of doing things. And that's really where the transformation comes. And that's really what we set out to do every single day here, is to, if we can impact at least one carrier company in this country and change the way they recruit and change the way they retain drivers, we're doing a good job, and we're moving forward with the mission that we set out to do.
Yeah, that's great. So I'm a huge fan of driver staffing. In fact, that's how I got my start in the industry, was working for a driver staffing company. And I think there's just so much value in a company being able to, maybe they recruit drivers themselves, but also just having an extra arm of recruiting, or maybe they do all of the recruiting through driver staffing and they outsource all of it. I have to say, I'm a huge supporter of the driver staffing industry, and I think it's a great way to try to find that match and make it sure it's the right fit and represent your customers well. And so when you started your company and you wanted to make that disruption, and you have been, what have you seen as the advantages that you have and drivers working for you? Do they have better retention when they go through your platform than if they were going a different way because you guys have these algorithms? How does that work?
Yeah, I mean, we're technology first here, and we are extremely data driven. At the end of the day, the platform doesn't work if the numbers don't show it. In 11 months since the inception of the business, the life cycle of our driver placements at over 800 motor carriers across the country is almost 100x that of what their existing retention rates were prior to working with us. So, you know, the product market fit is there. And, you know, again, coming from a marketing background, I've been involved in so many different retail-oriented products or services and companies that I've been associated with. It's very rare to see that so early. You know, I believe that the numbers speak for themselves. I think that the performance is there. I think that at the end of the day, the most pivotal drawing point here, or the evolution of Trucker Recruiters, is again going to come from that transformation. Right. And how do you educate the carriers well enough to let them see that this is just a better way of doing things?
So. Yeah, I think that's a great point. And you speak of volatility. Right now, we're in a little bit of an unstable market. In fact, Yellow just recently filed for bankruptcy, and there's maybe 30,000 employees, if I can remember, that are looking for jobs. How do you think the cycles of trucking and in the cycles, the freight market, how do you think that is making an impact today? And where do you think we'll be in a year from today?
I hope in a better spot. Oh, man. Sorry, did I ruin that? No.
It's honesty, right?
No. I think that this market is a cyclical market like any other one. I think that COVID provided manufacturers the opportunity to do well above and beyond what they ever thought they could do. I think that they overstocked their shelves. I think that that's led to some pretty big entities really falling through the cracks. And I think that that's, again, really where the platform comes in handy from my end, right? This is a better way of handling at least this component of a trucking entity. There is just so many moving parts when you're in supply chain as a whole. When you're running a trucking company, the day-to-day madness is never ending. Never ending. So it's like, just this one little piece, if we can help in this one little piece, if we can essentially save you time and also save you money by allowing you the opportunity to fix this horrific attrition that's plagued the industry for years, then, just having that to kind of balance out your P&L, that should allow some of these trucking companies to run rather healthily in an up, down, or sideways economy. And that's really, that's the mission that we're on in terms of the ongoing narrative with our carrier clients that we have now and any new ones that want to jump into the mix and utilize the platform.
What do you think makes your platform stand out in doing business with you? What makes you different?
Good question. I think that, again, from a technology standpoint, we've built out, again, a super user intuitive platform. It's very, very easy to use. But I think where the technology differs is that of our system and our process. In the typical full cycle recruitment, from a typical full cycle recruitment standpoint, the majority of carriers will utilize different lead gen opportunities to drive in leads. They'll pre-screen those drivers and then they'll start interviewing them. And then once they interview them and like what they hear, then they'll start running various different reports and producing driver qualification files on each one of those applicants. We've essentially, almost skipped a step there, right? Or we've taken one step and put it in front of the other. And I think that, again, is really where the platform stands out. The matching component of this, the fact that these drivers are already fully screened and vetted, it allows for just a much more seamless onboarding experience. And I think any carrier who's been in this space long enough realizes that driver starts are always a very hard data point to tackle. Drivers will accept the job today and they won't be there tomorrow. And I think that that's a place where our platform really excels as well. In the last 11 months of doing business, we have an 82% driver start ratio. I think from a technological standpoint, that's one part of it. At the end of the day, it's the people. We have an excellent staff behind this. Some from the transportation space, others from various different BDR roles or more tech focused opportunities. We've built a great little family here. Everyone understands what the mission is, where we're at, where we want to go. And we work our butts off. We do. And, I think that's a huge component of this that's overlooked. The platform is, but the people behind the platform and the types of customer service that we provide to our carriers and to our drivers is above and beyond. And I think that's part of any service-based business is really being able to go the extra mile and go the extra step. And we take that very seriously here. And I would like to believe that the majority of our carriers and drivers agree.
Yeah. Do you have any success stories from a driver's perspective or a carrier's perspective that you'd want to share with the podcast?
Yeah, I mean, I say this all the time. It you know, people ask me, well, you know, what drives you or why do you like this business? I love disruption, period. Right. Mm-hmm. There's something to be said here, right? The fact that this does, you know, all the things that I've done in terms of my vocational career, I do believe led me to, you know, this business and what we bring to the table and some of the things that I do well. But at the end of the day, on the flip side of that, we do get to find people jobs and we get to find employers, new employees. And, you know, it's to hear a 10 truck carrier that's worked with us since our business inception grow to 22, 23 trucks on the road now in the middle of this volatile market, and commend their dedicated placement manager who's helped them grow their fleet. There's nothing better to hear than that. To hear a driver who's come in and said that, you know, for no fault other than them just looking for a job opportunity, they unfortunately got involved driving for carriers who didn't take care of their employees and they made some bad decisions. And that's part of the driver turnover. But then they came to us, they filled out one universal application. We put not one, but several different opportunities in front of them. And to hear them finding the job of their dreams, to hear them check in on a month-to-month basis with their dedicated recruiter, just to let them know that, you know, thank you so much. I can't tell you how thankful I am to have this opportunity and be where I'm at. That's all part and part of it. That's the good stuff. That's what always makes you come back. And, you know, those reaffirmations are everywhere around us on a day-to-day basis.
Yeah. So, you know, I'm working to get young people interested in the trucking industry, get them trained so they can be our future, be professional drivers. Mm-hmm. And when I hear that there are carriers, and I know there's plenty of them out there that kind of abuse their drivers, that take advantage of them, they're told one story and they get something completely different. It's extremely frustrating because I completely think trucking is a great industry. It's a great profession, but not everybody out there is providing those jobs that make it a good industry. What can we do to eliminate those carriers that are taking advantage of the system and aren't treating their drivers well?
So from my end, we can't eliminate them, right? I think that something that's baffled me, Lindsay, since I started in, especially from a recruitment side of things in this industry, is why the turnover is happening. And you usually look to point to the drivers. There are so many carriers that are just spread too thin, and you know, sometimes not even not intentionally are just making some bad business decisions on behalf of the company, and therefore are left, you know, with no other decision than to cut driver pay. To me, that sounds ludicrous, right? They are the commodity. They drive the business, literally. But I think that just the inability to wear so many hats at any given time. You know, from our end, when we first launched the business, the first 60 days of flight, we let in any carrier with the DOT number. And that really came back to kick us in the butt. We changed drastically the way we do things now. We have just as a stringent protocol when we're onboarding carriers into our platform as we are drivers. And that's a huge component that has led to such a higher quality placement. Such a longer retention rate in a short period of time is really putting those parameters in place for what makes a good quality carrier. What is their historic track record with their drivers? And we do that, you know, through various different vehicles when we're interviewing them and demoing our platform to them before making a decision to give them access to.
So you are a new father. You have a son who's almost one. Congrats.
Thank you.
So what are your hopes and dreams for his future? And would you ever say, hey, why don't you consider being in the trucking industry?
I want my son to do what he wants to do, what makes him happy. And right now that's keeping mommy and daddy up all night long. But, you know, I say it all the time. I have two children in this life. One is my beautiful 11-month-old boy. And the other one is this 11-month-year-old company. That's going to be a year old, just like my son, and that's Trucker Recruiters. I would like to believe that we work the way we do and we work as hard as we do here. So I can give him every opportunity to do whatever he sets his mind to when the time comes.
Well, that's great. And we are, as an industry, wanting to reach more young people, get them interested in our industry, and mm-hmm. technology is a huge component of it. And so young people want to go into an industry that is technology friendly. And so we have to continue to make strides and make things better, give more job opportunities that fit. So I think Trucker Recruiters is a great avenue where a driver can find the right fit and the carrier can find the right fit as well. So thank you for all you do, and thank you for supporting the Next Generation in Trucking Association and investing in the next generation for careers in trucking. And we just hope that we will continue a partnership, and thank you for all that you all do to make the industry better.
Likewise, Lindsay. Big, like I said in the beginning of the call, we're big Lindsay Trent fans over here, and huge supporters of what you guys are doing over there. We look forward to continue working with you as well.
Awesome. Thanks, Kyle. Have a great rest of your day.
You too, Lindsay.